At the 2012 Beltwide Cotton Conferences, I am visiting with Gerald Simmons and FMC. First of all, Gerald, what do you do for the company?
I'm the Southern Business Manager for FMC.
Well, we've got a great group of growers here at this cotton conference, and as we look ahead to the upcoming season, what are some of the things you'd recommend in terms of best practices and things to prepare for before we hit that time?
Well, the thing that's happened to us in cotton is we've seen such a change in our pest management programs, such a change in our weed control programs, that the farmer of yesterday who used to depend on products that took him to where he needed to go, he's had to change. He's had to look to new products and new practices, and sometimes that's old products that he has to bring back. So it's no longer plant it and watch it grow and hit it with a glyphosate product and harvest it. But the cotton farmer today has to have a very high level of management skills to grow the crop.
In talking about the options that are available, FMC has, as I understand it, put a almost like a renewed emphasis in bringing new products out, new options, solutions. What are some of those that would help with concerns for things like weed resistance, for example?
Well, we're real fortunate because we have a fairly broad arsenal of products for the cotton grower today, much more than we did a few years ago. A few years ago, we were basically a pyrethroid company, and we've evolved over the years to not only additional insect materials, but also to herbicides. And for example, we don't have a pre-emerge herbicide, but we have AIM that can be used to post-direct weed control. Obviously, it's a choice also at defoliation. From an insect standpoint, we've got several products, not only, again, the pyrethroids, but products like Athena for combination of insect and mite control, products like Carbine, which is very key for thrip control. The number one pest for us today in cotton, believe it or not, is no longer worms. It's no longer some of the older traditional insects, but it's thrips. And a concern that we have, and the number one concern in the industry, whether it's weed control or insect control, is that we have growing resistance to so many of our current products. So we need to manage them in order to sustain them. And that's the fortunate thing that we have with a product called Carbine to alternate your thrip insect control with Carbine. You're alternating it with a different chemistry, different mode of action, and maybe we don't develop resistance to some of these older products that we've used so heavily over the years.
Well, at this time, I know this conference is offering a huge opportunity for educational sessions and being able just to meet face-to-face with representatives like yourself. What would you say from what, the growers that you've talked to here, I mean, what kind of is on their mind right now at this point that they are coming to you and maybe looking for some ideas?
Well, I think just kind of along the lines that we have already been discussing is how do I, in this new world of growing resistance, how do I manage that crop differently? I've talked to several growers that they've never farmed using any of the older chemistries for weed control, insect control. You know, they came up kind of in what we call the Roundup era, and it's all new. They're learning new techniques. And the thing I hear about is, okay, how do I manage my weed control, how do I manage my insects that where I'm seeing some resistance develop. So it's just like it's a new education for them to grow the crop that 20 years ago, Daddy grew it very different, but they weren't here.
Very, very, very true. And, you just look around at the folks that are here. We got a pretty broad age range looking at the folks that are here. So it is a little bit of a different world today.
Thing that impresses me so much, there is renewed vigor and energy around cotton. We're seeing acres come back. Now, obviously, the $2 per pound cotton didn't happen long enough, and not enough growers were able to sell it for $2 a pound. But the bottom line is, you know, cotton is more positive on people's mind. We have increased acres. But I tell you something that excites me. I've been in this business for about 45 years, and I've talked to a lot of people at this conference that I've known over the years, and I see youth again, and that's good because, you know, my daddy's farmed all his life. He's going to leave the farm. A lot of cotton farmers are the same way, but when you see this guy 30 to 35 years old, he's wanting to know how to do things, he's wanting to farm, that's a welcome sight. We need youth, we need some new people coming along to farm.
We definitely do, and couldn't agree with you more on that one. Well, thank you so much, Gerald Simmons. We've been visiting here at the FMC booth at the 2012 Beltwide Cotton Conferences. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.